Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results from my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration. Not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after, 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing potential clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to see where people are blocked and help them reawaken their sexual energy and connect more deeply to themselves through that awakening. So I am super excited to introduce Naomi Slater. Now, Naomi is an experienced love and intimacy coach, yoga teacher, and bioenergy therapist. She's the creator of the online course, Awaken Your Desire, that helps women reclaim their wild and powerful divine feminine. Now, through yoni egg practices, emotional alchemy, meditation, and psychoanalytic tools. Naomi is a host on the Divine Couples podcast, where she explores conscious sexuality through monologues and guest interviews. Now, she holds an MA in conflict management and resolution and a BA in psychology and studied esoteric practices, treatments, and philosophies with various gurus worldwide. Now, Naomi's passion is helping women and couples heal their relationships and reclaim their power, pleasure, and passion. Well, welcome, Naomi. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just love how you're helping people bring more pizzazz and zest into their lives and their relationships. So I can't wait to hear about more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah, it really is my life's passion. It comes from my heart. Just because of the deep transformation that I experienced through doing this work. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to, like I said, just really lean into that and hear your journey. And speaking of that, I'm curious exactly, what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Yeah, well, I mean, really, I guess the foundation of it was the personal transformation that I underwent with my husband now of 13 years. And we started out very hot and passionate, but at a certain point, we kind of lost that passion. We were stressed, we were raising children and we were working and we really just lost our passion. Something in the relationship kind of died and we weren't willing to compromise. We wanted to have that passion back. Mm-hmm. So we started exploring Tantra, Neo Tantra, and other different philosophies. And we both started to really dive deep into our own sexuality. And that led to the rebirth of our relationship. Yeah. And we're in a very different place now. And that was essentially what catalyzed my deep desire to do this work with others.
Wow. Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. And to experience that firsthand, obviously, that transformation within yourself of having that relationship kind of become, we have to kind of accept the fact. And it sounds like you said, no, we're not going to accept the fact.
Right.
We're going to reclaim that passion that we first had. And I love that you were able to do that.
Yeah.
And, really understand what went into that whole process to the point where now you can share it with others. So yeah, that's fantastic. So how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Yeah. So I've been doing this for about 3 years.
Okay.
And my mission has evolved. I think in the beginning, I kind of started out not really knowing exactly who I wanted to treat. You know, I didn't really know exactly what my ideal client was. Mm-hmm. And after, you know, working a bit with different types of people and different populations, I was able to really hone in on exactly who it is I wanted to work with and how, which is why my focus is now on women and heterosexual couples. It's important that I say that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah. And it is important to really zero in on who you feel that alignment with. And, you know, because they sense that trust both ways in this experience, right? The transformation. So yeah, I love that you really zeroed in on who you best serve. Because let's face it, so many people have frustrations with relationships. So you can have a pretty broad spectrum.
Yes.
You know, who doesn't have a relationship issue at some level, but you know, you're really zeroing in on this one aspect. So yeah, I love that. So have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your business?
Yeah, I think my first major roadblock was claiming my worth and asking for the amount that I actually really wanted to receive and that I thought that I should receive. Mm-hmm. And also understanding really what to charge, you know, and how to charge and to create packages. And, you know, all of this was really foreign to me in the beginning. So that was, I think, my first really major hurdle was claiming my internal worth. And then really putting myself out there and asking for that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that is such a huge hurdle for so many people, because it is different, you know, and it really does bring up a lot of inner beliefs, and a lot of those inner beliefs are limiting. Yeah. Going into business for oneself is really the catalyst to realizing, oh boy, I've got some stuff to work on here, and you know, I got to get out of my own way. So, well, can you share maybe a technique that you used to really, you know, lean into and claim your worth?
Yeah, well, I think part of the work I'd actually done through working with my sexual energy. Mm. So before I started working with my sexual energy, I think that I didn't believe that I was worth that amount. And once I started moving that energy, I started feeling that I am worth that amount. But I also didn't know what to charge, how to charge it, you know, what the framework looks like. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, really, it was first tapping into that energy through doing this work. And then that was essentially what gave me the courage and the power to then go and create this business and really believe that I'm worth it, and that I'm in it for the long run. You know, I'm not going to cop out, you know, somewhere in the beginning because, you know, the first few calls didn't work out or didn't end up in a sale. So for me, it was also saying to myself that, you know, this is who I am. This is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to make it happen. Right. You know, there was kind of like no other choice in my mind, that, you know, if this door gets closed, then I'll go through this one. And if this doesn't work, then I'll go the other way.
Right.
But well, it was really this sense of determination.
That drive within you. Yeah. And, obviously the validation of the huge transformation that you can provide, you know,
yes.
The driver. So, and
absolutely,
you're obviously an expert at helping women and couples heal their relationships.
Yes.
So they can, you know, reclaim their power and pleasure. But you kind of let a little bit out here in terms of your feelings around sales. So how do you feel about the client enrollment or, you know, sales part of being in business? This is a very different skill set than what you have. So do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah, I think for me, it was stepping out of this idea that me selling, equates with like sleazy selling tactics. Mm-hmm. I kind of maybe had this perception before, but the way that I sell now is really from a place of compassion and from a real place of wanting to help others, mm-hmm. and from knowing that I can help others as long as that's where the call goes. You know, if there's a situation where I really don't feel like I can help, I'll say that. Mm-hmm. But it's connecting to a place that I think almost surpasses the actual sale, which is connecting to the person and really understanding where they're coming from and making sure that we're a good fit. So for me, it's really about connecting to the person's soul in the sales call, mm-hmm. and really understanding deeply what it is they're struggling with and seeing if I'm really the right person to help them.
Right. Yeah. No, that's powerful, because it's interesting, because that, you know, that's the basis for my coaching methodology is compassionate mm-hmm. selling. So I love that. I love that alignment.
Amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing. So what specifically, though, is something that I might provide you with a little support around in terms of aspect of the sales process or selling?
Yeah, so I think that one of the main things that I'm struggling with is sometimes when I feel like the sales call went really well and the person is very interested, mm-hmm. And they say, okay, I have to speak to my partner, or let me get my part, you know, maybe we should do another call with the partner. They kind of have to address the partner first. And I think I'm not following through enough, or mm-hmm. something kind of happens there where the deal just doesn't follow through.
Uh-huh. Right. That's a common situation when it does involve couples, because it's obviously a decision that's going to impact their partner as well. Mm-hmm. And so the easiest thing to do is to have that kind of front end questionnaire or process that where you lead the meeting, booking, so that it coordinates with all three of you. So that, you know, part of the requirement up front is if you're in a relationship with somebody else, that this deep work is going to be benefiting not only you, but them. We need to have all three of us on the call to have this discovery call or consultation or however you phrase it. So, mm-hmm. so that is absolutely critical.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's just very upfront. I mean, that's the way you roll. It's just like with you claiming your worth. It's like, this is what I'm worth. You know, I have these packages, and this is what the, you know, I'm valuing my work because it's transformational. Well, this is your process.
Yeah, although it's sometimes tricky because I work with both women separately, mm-hmm. and also couples, there have been circumstances where, you know, I've gotten on the call with a woman who's in a relationship, but actually wants to start doing the work on her own. So I can funnel women into two different paths. One is, you know, either joining my course or doing work with me privately, or doing work with me with their partner. So it's not always so clear cut in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, the best solution there is, and obviously you discover this during the conversation, but my advice is always to really think carefully around an intake. I don't really like that word, but a questionnaire mm-hmm. that people will fill out.
Yeah.
And, you know, really be intentional about those questions so that the answers aren't nebulous and will help you understand, or at least get some insight in terms of mm-hmm. where this person really would like to see the impact of the end result. If it's starts with just her, or if it includes the couple. And, mm-hmm. you know, of course, the fact remains, you're not going to have that crystal ball, and it's not going to be a perfect scenario every time. And you're going to be jumping into these conversations, and it's going to be just the woman, and I'll be darned, you know, now she wants to go ask for her partner's opinion. And so to be very clear at the end of the conversation in terms of next steps, in fact, you know, can we coordinate the calendar right now? You know, what can mm-hmm. we do to, you know, to really coordinate this so that we can set up this next step to determine if this is really the best approach for the both of you.
Yeah.
And it takes leadership at that point to keep leading the process, which is to best serve your potential client, right? Because the more the time goes past, or the more that you pass the baton to them to tell their partner about this or that, then that dilutes the energy and it loses that connection. So, so it's really important to secure that next step and be very clear about why that's of benefit to fulfilling what she's really looking for.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you for that.
Versus just being, okay, here's what we need to do. You always want to bring in what it is of benefit, you know, the reason why you're suggesting this next step, why it's mm-hmm. so important. It really is supporting them to move forward in a way that's really bringing that clarity and confidence to make that decision.
Yeah.
So hopefully that helps move the needle here a little bit. Be sure to let me know. I'm always curious about, you know, how this transcends in real life. So be sure to give me a little feedback and ideally this will make a big shift at the end of those meetings when suddenly there's this petering out and then it's a chase, right? Which we don't want.
No. But I'm not interested in the chase.
No, not at all. But yet, you know, if somebody is, like you said, really connected and interested and excited, and then they just fizzle out, you know,
right.
Then we're not really supporting them. And, you know, it's interesting to me because when I'm thinking about relationships and, you know, like you were talking about earlier in terms of sharing your own story where the passion just becomes lost. Mm-hmm. Well, we've just been through this pandemic. Well, we're still in the pandemic, right? What am I saying? Wishful thinking. We're still in the pandemic, what, 20 months into it? And besides the huge impact it's had on health, and wellness, boy, has it had an impact on relationships, right? Suddenly everybody's at home together, you know,
exactly.
Husband, wife, kids, you know, dogs, we're all intermingling 24/7. And now not so much, things have opened up, but still it created such a different dynamic, I'll put it that way. But I would love to hear your input on, you know, the impact of the pandemic on the work that you do.
Yeah. So there are a couple fronts to that. So one is that, like you said, you know, couples were spending a lot more time together. And if there were any underlying issues in the relationship, they kind of rose up and reared their ugly heads for both to have to reflect on in many ways. But a lot of couples didn't really have the tools to do deep work and to really process what's happening and, you know, what's the issue in the relationship. I think that a lot of people were used to kind of pushing stuff under the rug because they didn't have to face it so much. But I think with the current situation of the world, people were forced to spend a lot more time with each other. And that brought up all of these different things that they just didn't have tools to really deal with. So that's kind of one aspect of it.
Yeah.
And people really, really started looking for help, you know, for solutions to their relationship woes, including their intimacy. And it's important for me to say that so many of our other relationship issues are related to our sexuality. So for example, I also work a lot on communication, which is very deeply related to our sexuality. So, you know, if there's an issue with one, there's going to be an issue with the other.
Interesting.
So that was one aspect. Mm-hmm. And the other aspect is that I discovered that this work is highly effective on Zoom. So I was kind of thrown online. You know, I had been doing a lot more in-person work. And of course, a lot of us were kind of thrown online. We just kind of had to adjust.
Right.
But I realized that this work is highly effective online because I can actually guide couples through some of these exercises live when they turn their cameras off. And that creates a feeling of safety and privacy, which I think is important to a lot of couples. And Zoom really, you know, going online provided a platform for that. So I was very pleasantly surprised with the results.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, I love that, where you take a situation where it's taking you out of the normal process for how you do your work. Mm-hmm. You're stepping into this online format and capitalizing on some of the benefits of the fact now they can have that, you know, more intimate aspect or time to carry out some of your steps or your, you know, your techniques. So that's fantastic. I love that. And I kind of assumed that the whole stress and the impact of the pandemic and, you know, the shutdown, the, you know, our lockdown and the financial stress and everything like that, it really does affect people's intimacy. But I had not realized or known that it's kind of like a spiral effect. In terms of one then impacting another, like communication, like you said. So yeah, that's very interesting. Well, Naomi, how do you work with women and couples who want to finally heal their relationships and feel more passion and more pleasure and more power? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So with women, I have developed a 3-month online course, which is called Awaken Your Desire. And that course is a deep dive into exploring our own sexuality, but it's much more than that. I mean, some of it is doing yoni egg practices. So using this amazing ancient tool to help us really move trauma, move emotion, and awaken that energy within us. But there's also a lot more there, which is related to communication, which is related to creating healthy boundaries in our lives, which is related to kind of stepping out of our normal patterns and ways of behaving and communicating and doing things, and kind of obtaining this eagle's view onto, you know, how we are in the world. And if there's a way that we can rewire our brain so that we can have healthier relationships. So that's a deep dive for women. And I'm actually in the middle of that course right now, teaching that course. And I launch them I usually have 2 a year. So the next one will probably be coming in about another 4 months, 3 months. And then of course I work with couples privately online. That's work that I do live. I don't have a course for that. And that is really a deep dive into, of course, both people's childhood and where their childhood may be affecting their sexuality. It always does. But of course, there's not that much time spent there. I'm not a psychologist. And what I believe in is actually doing. So experiencing these types of, experiencing these sexual practices, which help us uncover things that are blocking us, you know, firmly held beliefs, which might just blow up in our face and give us an opportunity to really dive deep and be more intimate, both with ourselves and with our partner.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds like it's really thorough in terms of your approach, but yet it sounds like you really are able to identify the specifics as to what it is that is really the cause or the blocks, like we said at the, you know, when I was bringing you into the show, identify what that one or two limiting beliefs or whatever happened, past traumas, that kind of thing, that is really causing that prohibitor from people stepping into and claiming their power. So, and I love that the fact that, you know, your online course is beyond what is at the surface and really digs, you know, deep into rewiring the brain, you know, it's beyond some of the areas that, you know, at least myself and first listening to the work that you do, I would never have thought, you know, how deep this work is. So, it's impressive. Well, how can listeners learn more about you and this great work you're doing?
Yeah, so there are a couple ways. One is if you are a woman or a vulva owner, you can sign up for my free masterclass, which is www.awakenyourdesire.com. So that's one option. The other option is to, you know, if you're a couple looking for couples coaching, you can visit my website and you can see pretty much everything that I do there. So my website is www.naomislater.com. So my name. Okay. And third option is to visit my Instagram page, which is at divine.couples. So there is a lot of free content. I also have a podcast called Divine Couples. So there's a lot of free content there and information, which I think helps people a lot to really wrap their head around how significant our sexuality is in our lives, how it affects really every aspect of our life. Right. So yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. All right. So that masterclass, it sounds, and so that's free?
It is. It's a free masterclass for women. And it'll give women, you know, kind of an idea and some ideas as how to begin working with this energy. Yeah.
Okay. So that's at awakenyourdesire.com.
Yes.
And then your website, very straightforward there, naomislater.com. And for our listeners, look for the hyperlinks in the show notes to these. And your Instagram at divine.couples. It sounds like you're always posting some juicy content there.
Yes,
and then you host your own podcast as well. So that's exciting. And yeah. The name of that is Divine Couples.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So you've got this constant theme.
You got it.
I love that. All right. Fantastic. Well, Naomi, it has just been so great, you know, listening to just this wealth of knowledge that you possess. But if I could tap on you one last time.
Thank you. Yeah.
During our conversation here, in looking at your own experience in building your business. Now, what's some advice that maybe you could share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have even started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Yeah, I think the most important element for me was persistence. In knowing that even if I failed 10 times, I'm still going to get up and do my thing. And for me, I mean, a big part of my motivator was that this is something that I'm truly passionate about. It's not like just another project that I'm trying to push through. So I think it's first really connecting to your true passion, and then knowing that perseverance, I think, is the most important thing, is just knowing that if you fall down, you just get back up and you keep going, and there are going to be ups and downs. Right. But it's sticking with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes it sounds so simple, but it is sometimes so hard to get up again and just in the face of like, oh my God, this is never going to work, and just say, no, let's just reclaim our passion, our focus, our mission, and just keep going. So, I love that. Well, thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Very powerful. Yeah. Absolutely. So, and Naomi, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your relationship. Everything on the outside looked like you're, you know, happy, successful couple, right? You had the kid, yeah. You had the husband, probably the house, the car, everything
right. Great.
But your relationship mm-hmm. after 13 years was not great. And that initial passion had this fizzled. And instead of just accepting the status quo, you're like, no way. Right. You know, you put your foot down, you put your fist down. You said, no, we're going to figure this out. We're going to get back. And you did that, and you reclaimed that, and you reconnected, awakening your sexual passion and strength and reconnecting. But you didn't stop there. It's like, this is so awesome and powerful and then transformational. I got to share this.
Yeah, exactly.
This to myself. So now this impactful work you're now doing as a love and intimacy coach, yoga teacher, and bioenergy therapist, helping women and couples heal their relationships and reclaim their power, pleasure, and passion. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Oh, Wendy, thank you so much. It really was my pleasure, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Naomi Slater through her website, and that is naomislater.com. and sign up for her free masterclass for women, awakenyourdesire.com, and be sure to follow her on Instagram. That's divine.couples. And of course, tune into her podcast, Divine Couples. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of what I call compassionate selling, where you've fully supported your potential client's decision-making process by providing them with everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Naomi Slater. And as always, here's to your success.